T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:43, 17 before 10. Ed Shervinak is our guest, a local political analyst, to talk about the city council meeting today. Ed, I would remind you that you've already been sworn in and we have the right to recall you tomorrow after we find out what's in that budget, all right?
All right.
Good morning and thanks for taking the time with us. So I don't know if anybody really knows what's in it yet in terms of the budget, but what, I guess, should some of the priorities be? Where do you anticipate the priorities, and will there be cuts that maybe people should get ready for?
Well, a lot of it obviously depends on the revenue that's going to come in and whether they're able to continue funding some of the programs that were used with one-time money last year. And of course, typically it's public safety. That's the number one issue that the city deals with. And so there were raises for the police officers last year that needs to be funded. And so it's a real question of where the money's going to come from.
That was used that with one-time money last year?
That's correct.
That's not a way to do things at all, not when it comes to hiring people.
No. That's correct, particularly when it comes to the police, that, you know, that's just a recurring item in the budget. And to use one-time money is not fiscally responsible.
So, you know, the mayor, and we just went through a long time with Councilman Brissett talking about roll forward, roll back. I got to believe she presumed the partial roll forward might be a good way to put it. When she prepared the budget, will that be enough, or does anybody know what kind of money we're talking about there, and would it be enough to make up for that one-time money?
Well, I think it was like $25 million in one-time money, and I think that's the estimate that they said they were going to be short for this year. So that's why initially they wanted the full roll forward so that they could have that full $25 million. But now there's a sense that there's a compromise out there, a midpoint between the roll back and the full roll forward. But that still will not be enough to fully fund what the mayor's office wants.
So it's got to be cut from somewhere else?
You know, it's a zero-sum game when it comes to the budget. If you don't have the money, then you have to cut back on spending. So it's either cut back on spending or increase revenue somehow.
In terms of political palatability, is there some cuts that you could make think of that maybe the city, nobody would, I hate to say nobody would notice, but would least affect people?
Maybe
traditionally,
Ed. You may want to cut back some of the personnel at City Hall, even though, you know, that's kind of a real manifestation of the budget issue. If you're laying off people, that's you know, putting it right out there. So it's really hard to say exactly where they could cut and someone would not be offended. You know, there's a constituency out there for everything in the budget.
In terms of public works, I don't know what the funding level was last year, but they can't even begin to cut there, can they, with the between what the Public Works Department is responsible for as it relates to the other half of the Sewerage and Water Board, if you want to put it that way, and also the potholes in the streets, right?
Absolutely. And we have to realize that, you know, it's not just about the city council in terms of these millages. They only have control over about a third of the millages that make up the property tax rate. You also have the school board has taxing authority, the Orleans and Algiers levy boards, Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. Special districts like the Downtown Development District also have taxing authority. So this is not just happening with the city council. This is happening with a number of government entities.
So people could still be looking, homeowners could, or property owners could still be looking at a marked increase. I don't know if substantial is the right word, because of the roll forward, I hope I got this right, of the millages that other people collect.
That's correct. So even if the city would remain revenue neutral, if these other entities decided to roll the millages forward, people would be paying higher property taxes.
So if the city decides to just, I hate to say roll back, what could have been the ultimate roll forward, I hope I'm not confusing anybody, don't be surprised if your bill still goes up.
That's correct, because those other government entities are right now in the process of making the same decisions that the council is deliberating.
We've been talking this morning. This has got nothing to do with the city, but I'd like to get your take on this. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking people, do you think we really need to wait to have the runoff election? Do we need a month before that happens? And the other thing we talked about really is, do we know everything we need to know about either candidate already to make an informed choice? Should there be a debate, et cetera? Give me your take on that, Ed.
A lot of it, you know, is just due to the fact that there are, you know, the governor's election, but there are other elections as well, as Jared Brissett noted, that there's an amendment on the ballot for millage that Orleans voters will be looking at. It does seem like a long time. It seems to extend the campaign and kind of exhaust people. It seems like we get to the primary and then, oh, geez, we've got another month. But that seems to be the system we have, unless we decide to go with some kind of alternative voting system, or, you know, where you have an instant runoff. This is what we have.
You think there will be another debate or debates?
Absolutely. I think that there will be debates. The governor, you know, wants to, you know, he needs to convince that 3% plus one vote that he deserves another term. And Mr. Responde needs the opportunity to convince people that there should be change in the at the top of the government.
And the money that Mayor Cantrell negotiated from, I think it was the Tourist Commission, as well as the governor of the state, that was a one-time amount of money, or it is recurring at a lower rate? How does all of that work, Ed?
It's both. There was a one-time infusion of money, and it's also a recurring. So we'll be receiving money from the state over the years.
So that could be a source of revenue for say, salaries for the police that were hired?
I don't know if that money is dedicated or not to infrastructure, so I'm not sure I can really answer that question.
Any other thing in terms of the budget, November 21st, I think, is the target date that it's got to be approved by?
I think by the 1st of December.
So that'll be after the November 16th election. So in terms of budgeting, they'll know if they can count on this money or not, right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time. I really do. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Tom.
And again, we'll probably talk to you tomorrow when the budget is released. 9:51, back in a flash, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.